2 Timothy 1:6-9. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. Amen. Scripture is making clear here that God gave us a purpose. And that purpose he gave us in Christ Jesus. But more importantly, he did this before the ages began. Just think about that for a minute. When the world was made, before ages and times began, God had determined this purpose. It is our belief that God's plan is being revealed, but the words he spoke is being manifested daily, and is growing, as moving, and is we are yet to see the fullness of it. But Paul is saying here that there is a purpose and grace which God has given us in Christ Jesus, and that is from before time immemorial. In Romans 8, we know that nothing can separate us from the love of God for us in Christ Jesus. And here us are those who believe in, those who, according to John 3:16, have believed that Jesus is the Son of God, and by that they have inherited the eternal life. So my question is, what purpose did God give us? For Scripture says, he called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, not because of what you can do or you cannot do, but because of his own, because of God's own purpose and grace, unmerited favor. He gave to you that purpose in Christ Jesus. What purpose did God give you? What purpose did God give us? I submit that this is stated in a couple of scriptures, becomes clear. Matthew 5. In Matthew 5, and this scripture I bring also are in other parts of the Bible, but I'm using the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew 5:14-16. Ye are the light of the world. Your purpose is to be light of the world. Ye are light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And also in Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And in Acts 1, Apostle Peter, referring to these verses, says that God has called us to be witnesses even to the end of the earth. So what purpose did God give us? One, to be light and to be witnesses. So when we come back to the scripture which we have in 2 Timothy, in the end of verse 9, we can see that we can now put in, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace. Because of his own purpose and grace. The purpose is for us to be light. The purpose is for us to be witnesses. That's his own purpose, not the purpose of you and I. And that purpose he gave us. He gave it to you and I in Christ Jesus. And he gave it to us before time. It's written. It cannot change. Now the question is, to be light and to witnesses. Did God equip us for this purpose? Did God equip us with his grace and the Holy Spirit? Yes. He has equipped us with Holy Spirit. And even as it says in our main scripture, it says in verse 6, for God gave us not a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. He gave us the spirit of power and love and self-control. He's given us, he's equipped us, and he gave us grace. You have the Holy Spirit. It's on the inside of you. And it works in you. And if you allow it to work through you, to fulfill the purpose for which God has called you. To fulfill the purpose for which God has called you. That is why Paul is saying to Timothy, and that's why I'm repeating the same to us today. That's the reason. Timothy says, oh, for this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. And I'm passing that same word to each and every one of us today. Fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. In terms of Timothy, he says it's in you through laying out of hands. To each and every one of us, it's in us because we are born again. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. And what are we to do with that purpose, that spirit? It is to fulfill his purpose. And what is his purpose? His purpose is that we should be light and witnesses. Each and every one of us, you have the Holy Spirit. And look, God is not a God of favoritism. It's very clear in Scripture. If he did it for Paul, if he did it for the believers of old, if you did it for anybody who you look at and say, yes, it's got the power, it's got the Spirit of God, then God will do it for you. Romans 2:11, for God shows no partiality. God is not a God of favoritism. Romans 2:11. If he did it for that person, he will do it for you. All you have to do is ask. Say you lack because you do not ask. Ask and you will receive. Liberally, overflowing the power of God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Now in manifesting this power, or in fanning to flames the gift that is in you, now there are different gifts. There are varieties of gifts. Your gift might be A, another person's gift might be B, and Scripture is full of it. Will the air say to the foot, I don't belong? It's all one unit. It's all interconnected. Everything is useful. Will the brain say to the eye, I don't belong to you, the eye is not part of me? No, we need every part. And even Paul goes to say that those parts which are not too useful, we sort of cover them, we treat them with even more regard. So in fanning to flames the gift in you, I want you to understand that there are varieties. Your gift will be different from your neighbor's. But your gift is essential. 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 6. And there are varieties of activities, of gifts, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. Not in someone, in everyone. Varieties of gifts, varieties of activities, varieties of effects. You see, because different, it's interesting that different Bible translations have expressed this in different ways, but they are all connected. They are all saying the same thing. Varieties of operations, King James's version. The Amplified says distinctive ways of working. The NIV, different kinds of workings. Good news, different abilities to perform service. But it's the same God. Variety of operations, of effects, of manifestations, of ways of working. But it is the same God at work. Hallelujah. It is same power. Because it's not by your power. It is through God. It is God from time immemorial that has determined that whosoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as his son will have everlasting life. That everlasting life also means that right here, while you are having that everlasting life, there is work to do. That is why we have to fan to flames the workings in us. So that the embers of coal, so that that seed that is deposited in you can blaze, can work, can be light, can be light, can be witness, can tell other people, can do unto other people. When you heal someone, the effect of it is that person will tell another person. And even the people, those who know that person will know that, wow, you are healed by God. And that way you're witnessing. And if it's by teaching, when you explain and people understand, maybe on the street outreach, you explain something to someone and they suddenly understand it and they want to give their lives to Christ, or they have a deeper understanding of God. Why? That is not just for them, because they now feel confident to be able to tell other people. It's the same work. It's the same God at work. Because there's only one God. Hallelujah. We demonstrate this in our remembrance of Jesus during the Holy Communion, because we all share one cup, literally, so to speak, because it's the bread, it's one bread, even though we're in different places, but it's still one bread. It is one God working in each one, working in every group, working in every church, working in every home, working different operations in different ways, with different abilities, different effects to produce the one desire, the desires of one God, the desires of one God. All working to produce the desires of our God. And the what does this mean? The nucleus, the singular center of God's purpose, even as he spoke in the garden, was for man to be saved. The nucleus of God's purpose, that purpose is the salvation of man. Because when man fell into our present state in the garden through Adam, God had the salvation plan put in place, and he has been working to perfect it, and he wants everyone to come to knowledge of him. This means that every man and woman who has the Spirit of God working is supposed to be working for the same master, for the same purpose, albeit differently, but each according to his own ability, according to his own giftings. It means that everyone who has the Spirit of God is working, or should be working, should be serving God's purpose. Because the salvation of man, is the purpose of God. God does not want anybody to perish. So his plan is for all to be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, fan into flames the gift of God which is in you. You have the gift of God in you. The Holy Spirit in you. If you are born again, you have the Holy Spirit in you. Now, fan it into flame. Fan it. Begin to work. That's how you do it, by taking the first step. By faith. Are you working? Are you operating? Are you serving in any form, in any manner? You should be. You should be. In First Peter, writing in 1 Peter 2, verse 5. 1 Peter 2, 5. 1 Peter 2, 5. You yourself, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You are a living stone. I am a living stone. Each one of us have a purpose in the house that God is building. And you should be working that out. Because that is your role in God's salvation plan. Don't be idle. Don't be idle. If you've been idle before, get up now. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So forgetting what is past, press in, press on. Fan to flames the gift in you. Blaze for Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Blaze for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Don't sit on the flames. Scripture teaches that God is not happy if you are. It's in Revelation. It said, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth to the Laodicean church. Don't sit on the fence. If you still don't know what your service or what your gift is, look at your life. Look at the things that are happening daily. Look at the opportunities you encounter daily and see how you can be working for God. No service is too little, my brother, my sister. All are different, yet all are gunning for the same purpose, working towards the same purpose. Don't be quick to think what you're doing is too small or cannot matter. No, nothing is too small. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is of God. And if it is of God, it cannot be too small. It cannot be too small. Finally, care for one another. A fan to flames, but part of it is care for one another. Love your neighbor. Let's care for one another. Because we are one body. We are one body. If you can understand the scripture we use, that there are a variety of activities, then you'll be able to you should also know that because we are one body. And each one of us has a role to play. You are important, and you are no less important than any other. 1 Corinthians 12, closing scripture, 1 Corinthians 12, 25. 1 Corinthians 12, 25. That there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. We are one body. Fan into flames your gifting for the purpose of the one body. Because if you are not using your gifting, the body is suffering. So let us go into this new year, eager and determined to use our gifts for the benefit of the body of Christ and our communities. The grace and power of Jesus Christ will be with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.